All right. So, just a little bit ago, we went ahead and did our word mapping strategy, and now we're going to keep working with words and word parts. And today, we're going to be looking at using memory tables. One way to help yourself remember the meaning of a word is to use a memory table. So, I'm going to give you guys copies of memory tables that you're going to be filling in, and I'll be doing some of the work to get us started so you could see how to use them. So let's say you want to remember the root man, which means hand. You would first write the root in the box in this table labeled word part. So you all have your memory tables. In box one, everyone's going to write the word man. And I'm filling mine out up front. Next, you write the meaning of the word part in the word part meaning box. What should I write here for man?
I'm thinking a good word to write there would be the word hand.
And the word man means hand. So that's what we're going to put down for the word part meaning. Very good. Next, we're going to keep moving right along on our memory table, and you're going to need to write the word in the memory box that contains the root word. For that, you know the meaning, I'm sorry, that you know the meaning of, and that fits the meaning of the root. For example, you might choose manicure as your memory word. I'll write it in my box, and if you guys could all write down manicure for the memory word. Does anyone know what manicure means?
It's when you get your nails done or polished.
Yeah, you get finger paint or polish on your nails. That a manicure is where someone shapes your nails and they put polish on your nails, and you'll usually get cream on your hands and maybe a hand massage. So a manicure has a lot to do with your hands, so that's really a perfect memory word for us to remember the meaning of the word man. Once you have written the memory word, you need to draw a picture of the meaning of the word part in the picture box. You can include in your picture something to do with the memory word, but you must emphasize the meaning of the root in your picture. How should we do that?
I'm wondering if we draw like a hand, just the fingers, and we kind of show that there's nail polish on them.
I love that idea. Let's all draw a hand, and we'll make sure that we put fingernails, some nail polish on that hand. And to help us, next to the picture, let's write the word hand and draw an arrow, because I'm not that good of an artist, and then I can see that I'm sure I'm drawing a hand. Beautiful hands, everybody. I like the way you're following along. So, once we have a bunch of memory tables, right now we only have one, but as you get more and more word parts that you need to remember, you're going to want to be able to study and help remember these. So I'm going to show you a technique to do some self-testing. What you're going to do is you're going to fold your memory table like I am here. You're going to fold it into fourths. Now, once you fold it into fourths, you want to be looking at just section one where you have your word part. You'll take a look at it. You'll make sure you're reading it and pronouncing it correctly. My word part is man. And then ask yourself, what's my memory word? Now, I'm not peeking. I'm trying to remember it from memory. I'm thinking my memory word was manicure. Next, you're going to flip your little memory table that you have folded over and just check your memory word. Manicure was my memory word, so I remembered it. Next, we want to move and look at the rest of the memory table. I'll say, what's my picture? And I can remember we drew a hand with fingernails, if I'm not mistaken. And so now I'm checking. Sure enough, that's what it is. It's a hand with the fingernails painted. And I just want to say something like, I see a picture of a hand. So what's the meaning of my word part? That one's easy for me to remember. We just did it. The meaning of the word part is hand. So now I've gone through and I've checked without peeking ahead to make sure I remember that man means hand. You need to do this for each one of your words, and as we have more and more words, you'll be studying using that self-test method often. So now I'm going to give you guys another copy of a blank memory table, and I'm going to give you a word part that you're going to work through the memory table and create your own memory table for the next word. Your word part is geo. It's spelled G-E-O. Okay? Now, what I'm going to ask you is work with your partner, and you're going to fill in the memory word, the word meaning part, and the picture, and I'll check in with you and see how you're doing.
Andrew, I'm looking at that word, the word part geo, and a good word for word part meaning. I'm wondering if it would be like earth. I'm thinking of like geography. Mm-hmm. Maybe the word earth might be a good word part meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that works great. And then you said geography, so I'm going to snag that and put it for the memory word because it contains the geo part of that. Geography in there.
And I'm thinking of a picture for geography. Maybe I'm not a good artist, so I'm thinking maybe just a globe and kind of mapping out the continents and the countries on that globe, and that could represent the geography of our memory word. That might be a nice visual for our picture.
And I like how you mentioned to label it globe. That'll help us remember, because I'm not a very good artist and I might not remember that this was a globe. So that's perfect. We'll label it globe. And I like how you went through all the steps. I am going to collect your memory tables. And for right now, as far as the oral reading checks, both of you ladies have over 90% on your oral reading checks. And as we get more words, I'll be doing more oral reading checks with you. I just want to summarize. Today we learned how to use that word mapping strategy earlier on. And if there are still pronunciations that we have coming up, I'll be doing more oral reading checks in the future. We're going to be using that word mapping strategy more in the next few days. For the rest of the year, we're going to be learning the meanings of certain prefixes, roots, and suffixes. And you're going to be using the word mapping strategy to figure meanings of words. And we're also going to be using the memory tables to help us remember the meaning of some of those word parts. Can you tell me something about the memory table that was helpful for you?
I think the memory word, especially since it has the word part included in the word, to help me remember that.
I like that answer. Lorianne, do you have anything about the memory table that was helpful for you?
I liked the picture. The picture provided a nice reminder and a good visual for me to kind of cement what the word means.
Really nice job. And I like how you ladies talk through it. That's all for now, and thanks so much.